So
I saw your letter.
Okay.
And one or two points, perhaps you are familiar with that. I want to reiterate. The entire thing of this higher institution, learning of higher institution, was conceived by Tata. But he didn't know what to do or how to execute his wish. So he sought the help of the British government. In its turn, they consulted Royal Society. Royal Society, luckily or by chance, chose Sir William Ramsay as the person to go visit to India and make recommendations. Sorry, Ramsay was the creator of the zero group and the periodic table. He was already a well-known chemist and also was very widely well-read. And then he, in his turn, Travers was his student. He jokingly asked before he left for India, would you like to go and build such an institution? And at that time he was very young and he didn't know what kind of thing would come. But after the report was submitted, unfortunately both Vivekananda also passed away and Tata also passed away. And it was left to the Ramakrishna Mission, Sister Nivedita, who piloted all these things and saw the members of the parliament and saw that in this institution all these articles are available in Prabuddha Bharata. In fact, I don't know, maybe Subrayappa has written a history of the institute, whether he mentions.
Prabuddha Bharata, he has not given that much importance there. Prabuddha Bharata thing, he has not given that much importance there. But I don't know, I have to reread it.
Prabuddha Bharata?
About that, he has not given any.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. But general things, yes.
See, Ram, I got it from the
Ramakrishna Ashrama.
Information from Prabuddha Bharata.
Okay.
In fact, there was one, Mr. Banerjee, who was member of the council, and in the Golden Jubilee, the Platinum Jubilee, you might have heard him coming into our department itself and spoke on this. He has written series of articles in Times of India and Times of India mostly. That was. So you have questioned what role should the institute play, chemistry play. In fact, it is the chemist who planned and executed the type of institution that should come. So the credit should go to Ramsay, who recommended that Bangalore should be one of the places. The other was Pune, because of the climate and intellectual activity of that time. And important was, first time in the Asiatic area, electricity was generated by the hydroelectric. And this was one of our major reasons why institute came into Bangalore. And most important matter is the Maharaja,
yes,
at that time. Actually, he was a young man, early 18 or 20. His mother, there is a Vani Vilas Sanjana. And they gave this nearly 400 acres of tree and a working capital of, at that time, about 50,000 rupees or so. I think Subrayappa mentioned that you can get completed. So you can, not only the chemistry played a role, chemists played a major role and they continue to do so. For example, when the institute was established, after the institute was established, it is they who thought of utilizing Indian mineral resources, forest resources, and so on for industrial purposes, for general use. So the most important item was the sandal oil. I do not know. People say perfumes was from Arabia. Perhaps if you in Macbeth, all the perfumes of Arabia cannot swing this hand. So sandal oil is the basis for variety of perfume, and particularly today French lead, French companies lead, but the French companies depended on the supply of sandal oil. And so a steam distillation unit was a sandal oil factory was established in and the institute was very closely connected. There was one chap called Simonson. And he was a very, very well-known organic chemist. It's all, in fact, unfortunately, all their photos have been removed. It was there.
Yesterday also I
remember. Travers photo, Simonson photo, and Travers.
Watson's photo.
Watson's photo. And they were the, really, they may be imperialists, they may have come from imperialists as rulers, but they had the best scientific approach to any of the problems.
Yes.
And they did not, in fact, they have made very candid and straightforward observations about the Indian students, many of them extremely brilliant, yes, but they don't go in depth. So, if you see, we wanted to write a history of the institute with self-criticism. So, if you reveal all these things that somebody saw Samurthy, you will be dismissed. In fact, it has come to that extent that I was to be dismissed. For what? For creating this kind of impression. Tata made money by opium trade. Yeah, he was a businessman. You can't expect a businessman. But he had the vision about an institution. I think I mentioned that when Vivekananda was going to attend the Parliament of Religion, he met Tata in Japan in the ship. And Swami Vivekananda, very, very attractive, great personality, moving up and down. He saw this active sannyasi and asked him whether he would come and establish an institution like that, a university in so it's a combination of efforts of chemists. You are particularly asking me. For example, when new courses were introduced in the institute, take for example material science, when M.Tech was introduced in the 50s, who handled the classes? This is the chemistry department.
Yes, the all classes
were. 120 students are. So, there is an important, integral part to be played by chemistry department in the institute. And why Tata did not name his institute in his name? He said Indian Institute of Science for all branches of human knowledge. In fact, if you read those original will, how fascinating they are. And the Indian government would not be interested in interfering in its intellectual activity or in academic activity. It is left to the institute the way they would like to plan. Everything was there. And as I told you, one of the most ancient Indian scientific communities is the Geological Society.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Survey of India.
Geological Survey of India. Yeah.
And so, the mineral resources were known gradually. So, chromium, manganese, pyrolusite, chromite. And all the efforts were made to extract, make first dichromate factory. It was the Department of Chemistry who worked out and established the factory. The first
where was that factory? Where was the dichromate factory?
It's in Belagola. I myself, I've come to that one. See, we were students in the honors class, Central College. Chemistry honors students were obliged to visit these industries. It was obligatory. So when we went, Belagola is next to about 10 miles from Mysore, first fertilizer factory, where Haber process was introduced. Ammonium sulfate was a sulfuric acid contact process. You know, contact process uses what you call platinum asbestos as the catalyst for the conversion of sulfur dioxide and oxygen into sulfur dioxide, and that gets dissolved in sulfuric acid, maintains the constant. So this idea of transforming natural resources to the benefit of the people is all, was always in the view of the chemistry department. And that is why it was called pure and applied chemistry. At that time there was no division. One by one came biochemistry.
Organic chemistry?
Okay, late, very late. I was general chemistry included what is today called chemical engineering. Fermentation technology. And there were many, there are personal angles for this. Mm-hmm. There was one gentleman, Srinivas Ayya, who was a brilliant chap, but he had a peculiar habit, not getting on well with people. And fighting with everyone. He heckled me at the door. What are you doing? Why are you being here? And somebody told me, my dear citizens, this is very, very highly praiseworthy, and they have already identified him as one of the guys. And when he saw that one and came, you have done something like that. It is cynical from every point of view. So, you can see, the Department of Chemistry has played a very important role in both teaching and research. When Mechanical Engineering Department introduced Master Degree in Nuclear Engineering, who was to teach? And there were masters of atom smashes, R.S. Krishna. No, none of them. Ramachandran came to my room, Rajamati, you must teach one course in nucleonics. So, for the first time, a Geiger counter, and one of these things, and another just joined. Mm-hmm. And he joined in 63.
Yes.
So, all this development took place in 58 and 53. And for example, to take geology, institute has always been taken somebody, otherwise it was called the chairman of inorganic and mineral chemistry.
Yes. Professor of Naizam professor was there, isn't it? Naizam professor of inorganic.
At that time, the professorship, who is to give money? So, Naizam donated a huge sum, and in his name, Naizam professor of inorganic and mineral chemistry. And how many can you find mineral and inorganic chemistry? So Professor Krishna Swami was a well-known chemist for his accurate work on atomic weight determination of antimony, arsenic and so on. He was a DSA in London. And he was taken as the industrial advisor to Bihar government immediately after independence. He went there for 5 years and came back to the institute, and he retired in 59 after Golden Jubilee celebration. So, mineral beneficiation by flotation method. And when we got in fact, the mineral synthesis, we just tried to introduce some technique.
Hydrothermal synthesis.
This is a part. Leather minerals. Unfortunately, I thought we would be successful in establishing earth science. But unfortunately,
it is now done.
Now it has come. At that time,
earth science, center for the earth study.
And we had
it. It is nothing to do with
very good studies.
Seismic and marine are different.
In fact, we had one school officer, Bengali. Bromide. Pyrolusite, monazite, then he took his gold, occurrence of gold in
Colour.
That was his contribution and to keep that position and expand. Very few at that time also when the moon rocks were sampled, yes, just at that time some interest was given. Otherwise, it's purely individual efforts who have made this. So the chemistry has been an integral part of the institute as a whole, even though all the directors are not chemists. So after Travers, Watson was not the director. He was only a professor of chemistry. And there was one.
Watson left because he didn't get chemistry.
No, Raman came in 35, 38.
Oh,
you see, he had a sneering way of humiliating those who were not up to his level.
Mm-hmm.
And people know that very well. Arrogance, we call it. Supreme confidence, we call it. And so he used to snub him at all meetings and so on. So this is what we heard about. And so there was a very big accusation. And Raman, ultimately, if you see the records, was declared unfit to make a life. These are realities. If you want to know what it happened, he wanted, of course, from his point of view, he wanted to make physics as a leader for the whole country. And he alone should then have a control over this, which many people resented it. And so, he was removed from the directorship and he became only a professor. Of course, he had to become the bungalow of the director and moved out.
And temporarily, Saram Visheshwaraya was the director. Saram V.
Was a member of the court, president of the court, not institute director.
For a short period.
No.
Raman.
Rabahadur Venkatacharya.
Oh, I see.
Acting. He was a physicist.
Yes.
And all the success of it. And he was a very impressive speaker. You mean Bengal High School?
Our president.
President. He was the president of the organization. New class will get English check. So, then chemistry was given a prominent place, as I told you. And in the 20s, biochemistry. Subrahman gives all this history. And what was again contribution? Activated sludge. There was one Dr. Pillai in the biochemistry department. I do not know. See, he was a very devoted worker. Very silent worker, you might be. Surprised to know how humility was in their own part. And they did not claim much, etc., but still they worked hard. So they developed the activated sludge, starting with the institute soil, nice soil distribution. And so activated sludge became a universal application for treatment of water. And it was a world leader. There was one professor, I just forget his name. He was in the biochemistry department and retired back, and he remained in India. When I saw him, he was already in the 70s. Fowler by name.
Fowler, yeah.
So these are the people who made the institute. And at the same time, the student community also was up to the mark. In fact, the person who was in the department first became the chairman of the Fertilizer Corporation of India. Later on, he first went to Belagola, and it was hardly a 300-ton plant or so. It was a toy when compared to any other place, but it had rich experience. And when the Sindhi factory was established, he was there. And the electrical engineers from the same institute who were in Bhadravati. And Bhadravati, you might have heard of a destructive distillation of wood.
Yeah.
So you know Bhadravati uses not coal.
Coke.
Charcoal.
Charcoal.
And how is charcoal produced? Pyroligneous acid. I do not know. When we were students, it was all part of chemistry of undergraduate. So pyroligneous acid, it contains all kinds of things in addition to acetic acid. So from there you make calcium acetate, because limestone is there, calcium acetate. And you dry distill, you get acetone.
Sir, can you please tell us a little bit about your own contributions?
I come to that. Because I am telling you, these are the foundations which inspire us. I told you there was, in addition to this pyroligneous acid, acetone during the war, where to get acetone for all the defense factories. And defense factories have also played a very important role. So Bhadravati, where the dry distillation of the calcium acetate, who is responsible for the production of acetone.
They used to make it from this bamboo palace?
Beg your pardon?
From the bamboo they made this.
No, not bamboo, for paper.
Paper.
All the bamboo is for paper. So Bhadravati became an industrial hub for iron and steel factories, later on cement factories and paper factories, and also sand oil factories. In addition to this, you just asked me what, you know, if you want to cast iron, molten iron must be free flowing. For that purpose, you use a ferrosilicon in the form of ferrosilicon. And ferrosilicon factory was also established in Mysore, which shifted in 1945 to Bhadravati. Now you ask me the point. As a student of chemistry, I visited this plant, ferrosilicon plant, sandal oil plant, silk growing, making jerry, all kinds of things. Our own students from the institute here. And that ferrosilicon factory I visited in 1944, December or so. If you want to know this story, I was so poor, not even to have a temple. So when I walked through that tunnel, I was on small stone and began to believe that there was nothing else. But that made me that I should take something from this Moisheshwarya's contribution to later on. All of you know, that ancestor was invented in 47. And so at that time, semiconductor. Yes, even Dhawan asked me, you know anything about semiconductor? So when compared to other elements I mentioned, also germanium was the one first. But unfortunately, we do not know the sources of germanium. It's mostly from coal ash. But there was no analysis whatsoever. So later on, after Chinese war, you don't remember all these things. Chinese factory, they wanted to make India self-sufficient. So the slogan was there. So one of the most important areas identified was to develop semiconducting materials. And silicon, because of its superior quality and better performance, became the chosen material. And Professor Surin initiated semiconductor in physics in the physics department. At that time, you might have heard of BEL was established. BHEL was established. Telephone factory was established. So you can imagine how the industrial sector grew in Bangalore and how made input into the institute of research. So when they accumulated in germanium, in BEL, there's a lot of waste. And then when some of my own students went, one Reddy was there, only BSc student, and Professor Surian, we set up a first germanium tetrachloride plant by chlorination. And I must give this background. Where is chlorination? Where is chlorine to come from? Way back, just before World War II. mature chemicals. It was an Englishman who wanted to donate his son-in-law a factory which produces caustic soda and chlorine. Caustic soda, okay, consumes. What to do with chlorine? These are all historical development. The same thing happened in the West also. And there, they used to leave HCl into the air or into the river. And that is why they were acid inspectors. They were called in the UK. They have to check up the regulator.
So,
then we, in fact, in Bangalore, in the institute, during the war, a project was taken by Sir Ghosh, the chlorination of rubber. You know, rubber is also grown in Kerala, and India is one of the sources of a world market for rubber. So they wanted to multiply. So the original idea, that's what I'm. So how to use this? And there is one Shivaram Krishna, do you remember?
Yes, Shivaram Krishna.
He was one of the research assistants. Mm-hmm.
He so became a rubber board.
Leather board, actually.
Rubber board chairman or.
Rubber, latex. Rubber, this is a Niro factory.
It's a Madras
leather. So, we are already familiar in chlorination of minerals. We took his brother was the first person to take it up, chlorination of bromine, and then pyrolysis, and then monazite. That is how he got
admission
to the medical department.
NMS.
And they came, they didn't know what to do. So he said, all right. So he was only
MSc. He just worked for a short period.
And he was for 18 months.
Yes.
And he took part. So the idea, and this rotation of minerals again was from Krishna Swami. Because he introduced all this.
Yes.
And how to measure the contact angle and all this. So they go details I don't need. So you can easily see the influence of the industry on institute and the research. There are plenty of interaction between institute staff, not only electrical engineers, when a porcelain factory was introduced, was established, how to test the insulators. This was one of the major problems. And for that, insulators are from clay. So clay minerals. So now, for example, when we looked at the clay minerals, the differential thermodynamics, the first time a DTA unit is made by me, you asked me my contribution, which is just you. Similarly, gravimetric analysis, PGS, the first balance of impacted energy, all the papers published, there was one of our own transmitters in clay minerals, KNIT, all kinds of things. And you will see, there was a big, big book in this library, which I got as a gift from the American Ceramic Society on the characterization of clay minerals. So the first paper, differential analysis, grammatic analysis,
Dr.
Bharadwaj.
Okay, Srivastava.
Srivastava came to Malaya. In fact, the first Malaya Bharadwaj was a simple grammatic analysis.
So,
and we could correct the international values. I am giving you this because right from the beginning, not only the quantity of work, but the quality of work. It stands time. And that has been the tradition of Ramsay, Ravel, Watson, and so we may be proud of all our Indian achievements, but please recognize the role of these people. And for me, Sanjay Bhav was the guy. But for him, I was an ashar in Central College. In 1914, N484, nitrogen sulfide, I followed him. and show every consideration, whatever it is. This one.
Mohan, my student Mohan, they are worked on foreign claim for his PhD.
So, we embarked in inorganic mineral chemistry to go into a sun. Venkatasubramanian in his department has taken up because of Baba start nuclear geology. So how to do, what to do, the effect of identification, gain detection.
And uranium thorium measurement from all the rocks and minerals for our gold field.
We don't have much of uranium. And so the first map, the first spectroelectric calorimeter was by the Coleman one. And all my various ones, it has that. And for the estimation of trace elements, Watson tells me that the dielectric momentum, dipole momentum, dielectric constant, for the partial time. And so, this was the
Watson was the one who did that?
Watson and Jatka.
Jatka.
Hyperdine method. And he actually was there. At the age of 80, he came standing with him. He then became a professor at Pune University. And these are all giants, I should say. They would work very hard. And without, at that time, the professor's salary was 1,500. The British would get to 500 rupees extra as the overseas. So those who came, they did appreciate Indian contribution. In fact, to my surprise, I think I told my DSC evaluation and came. Yes, that was definitely mentioned. Who are the people? Emilius. Heard of Emilius Anderson. He was one of the examiners. Partington. We have heard of the Partington books and thermodynamics and intermediate chemistry, history of chemistry. And then Briscoe, who is chairman of the Imperial College. Briscoe, H.A.V. Briscoe. And these are the people where my thesis went. And I was prepared for rejection because something which nobody had done, and I proved something different. And to my surprise, that was the point it was raised. And the investigator of this problem, extremely difficult problem, is not only carrying out independent work, but directing high-level research, which nobody... So Mysore University... Mysore University sent me a copy of the report and that you should not utilize it for your private purpose, that we wanted to tell you how nicely it has been appreciated. So that is how all...
You have the copies of those things?
Yes, in no cost. And my copies, these are only 45 pages, including some half a dozen public papers. That was at least the next Dr. Sikhi's University. And Professor Krishnaswamy cleared my thesis within 45 minutes. And then he said, well, yes, and that is how we were. Actually, at that time, there was no big plan. Liquid nitrogen, liquid oxygen, only liquid air. That was junk, more or less, because it was purchased by Travers in 1913, a big machine, and which would give hardly 1 liter of liquid air per day. And I must finish all my work before we are at 1 liter evaporated. So you can imagine, I have seen all the hours of the day in the laboratory. And there were also rumors, there were suicides and things, hunting devils, etc. You go out at unearthly hour, one day, you go out, nothing happened. It's very complicated. So all the, luckily, the training that I received, apart from my contribution from the institute, is enormous. And the best part of the institute is the library. And you find original papers of the Royal Society published in 18th century. They are all preserved. And in fact, you might be surprised to find that a British scientist reporting to the Royal Society that these fellows produce mercuric sulfide in tons. And you might have heard of Namma, Ayurvedic Pandit giving Basma. He said, still there is room to work on these things. Organic complexes, today, yes, okay. Kerosene, what is it? Nano chemistry. You talk about these things, just see. First and foremost, there is real, honest approach to do original research in this area. You might have heard gold of Suvarna Basma, all names, Vanga Basma, Rajata Basma, Tamara Basma, Sisa Basma, Trapu Basma. So, you just see here. In fact, I tried to find from in Bangalore, anybody knows how to prepare this Suvarna Basma. Everybody passes on with it. Not a single Ayurvedic Pandit. In fact, I went to Ayurvedic college and called one person who was responsive, but I also do not know.
And how do they make these?
We don't know. The details are given, but nobody is sure of how to produce that. So that's why you might have heard, I have a small pamphlet, Chemistry, Tradition of Chemistry and Chemical Technology in India. You have seen?
I have seen, but I don't have the confidence. If you have it, you can.
Lot of accumulated.
You have also written or given one lecture, I remember, about the Indian contribution to chemistry or anything, you know, including this cupellation and all that you mentioned sometimes. I have heard, listened to the lecture.
I'll get you one of these days. And for your remote purpose, I also.
In fact, cupellation, you mentioned that it comes from the cupola.
Zinc metallurgy is from it, entirely Indian. And the crucible that is used on Vrintaka Musha means just like a brinjal cap. So zinc distills over. And archaeologically, it is very well known that zinc metallurgy is from India. And then zinc and copper will give you brass. Zinc and tin will give you bronze. But till today, we do not have tin sources in India. How did they do it? The bronze is very different. And ghanta. Bell metal. These are the three ingredients. Zinc, copper, and tin. You can have any number of combinations in this. In fact, our every priest in temple begins with Agamartanta Devanam, Artimishayata, Kuriyat, Ghantaravam, Dasra, Devatatvana, Anshana. So the very bell rings, please throw away the evil, welcome goodness, and so on like that. So we should be proud of Indian tradition, and that tradition continues at the institute. And I tell you, I don't think I would have had any freedom, as much freedom as I have had in the institute to work, to build up my career. I was completely free. For example, and Professor Krishnaswamy was there, for individual scientists, how much money? 300 rupees for every student. So this is all the money we have. You do whatever you do, if you want to do, and you can get support from many places, and do whatever you want to do. So that is how I first, after my DSC, this is all over, I took up this ferrosilicon and chlorinated. I had enough experience already in chlorination. And this chlorine cylinder used to come from Metro. where the first chloralkali factory is established. And they are also, what to do with chlorine? Sodium hydroxide for soap industry, etc. At that time, in synthetic polymers are not there. So they used to let into the forest, and there is a lot of government pressure, people pressure. How do they do it? So then when I told President Metro Chemicals, I told him, look, here is one way you can make plenty of money. And one day, if you really support me, your chloralkali output will be completely obliterated. The output from silicon industry will be much more. So now you see here, by the time we come to 53, 54, all this growth was there. So Bhagavantam was the director. And somehow after the Chinese war, electronic warfare became very important and all these things. So they wanted a director to, for any new projects we can make country self-sufficient in semiconductors. So it so happened at that time I had become a professor and Bhagavantam was the director. They called a meeting, 25-30 lakhs, all kinds of estimates were given. All right, there are 35 lakhs we can take. What will you expect me after this? And nobody knew what to do. So luckily, as I told you, Surin had embargo. On this we had a chlorinated germanium, germanium tetrachloride, silicon tetrachloride are all prepared. And how to produce? That has to be done. I do not know if you have seen my paper. This is published in International Journal at a symposium. I presented development of silicon technology. I put a flag in it.
Manufacture of single crystal and wafers.
So that if you want to buy, you can borrow and you can take it and look at it. This gives you the sum total work of 35-40 years.
Okay.
I was asked by several international services in silicon I used to attend, and this was in Malaysia. And there I was made the hero of the, because even Chinese were not producing at that time. And similarly, UNESCO conference held at Toronto and all places. And so while sulfur chemistry was one of my other ones, silicon, everywhere, and you can see the silicate, ethyl silicate application for foundry industry. And I wanted to tell you about the interaction among the colleagues in the department. There was one professor, A. Ramachandran, was a mechanical engineering professor. It is he who introduced nuclear engineering as a part of the course for MA program. And instead of asking Radhakrishnan and all, Alan Smarton's master, he came and asked me to organize a course. And I had the opportunity of spending about 2 months in UK, Harvard, just as TIFR is here. Harvard was the hub of all nuclear. They run a, there is an isotope school. They run a course for this purpose. So I told you, I gave the first few lectures, nucleonics, all the big names now you see for my students at that time. So nucleonics and the semiconductor technology. And semiconductor technology, and you see how even small elements of mistake can ruin the industry. BEL started a collaboration with Philips, Dutch company. They had in electronic melts, triosidial, they have a powder coated which emits electrons. So they, when they quoted, it was all right. But when they went into the divine, it would all scale down. And this was a very big problem. And they had sent to Holland to find out where the mistake is. And at that time, I used to be helping BHEL people, telephone, Indian telephone industry, BHEL people, all kinds of small things came. From our point of view, it was very small. But for them, it was money also, time also. So, you know, I had occasion to prepare acetone-free methyl alcohol. Acetone-free methyl alcohol, so maybe essential. So I just, there was one Zibai, a Dutch expert, that somehow it has happened, he helped me. Already said, where do you buy your alcohol? Alcohol from India, distillery. You know what the distillery consists of? It's all copper vessels for distillation, etc. So a trace amount of copper there, and trace amount of alcohol, and acetone, would ruin all that. So identify that. So you now go ahead with it. You either ask the industry to supply you acetone free alcohol, or you set up a unit and destroy that one and take it. So you just see for them, per day, how many lakhs. And for us, it is just one minute. And what I didn't expect to pay anything from them. And so we are kept obliged. All these factories in Bangalore, including ITI. So when the occasion came to test our solar cells, made out of silicon at Metro, you could walk into all these industries and demand a service because I have done so much for them. So it is better to keep in close touch with the industry. This is the point. So when I took the course material science, I made arrangements for every engineer to visit these electronic facts. No concept whatsoever. So you see how hard it is, how difficult it is, even to glass to metal joints. So we had one glass blower, Satyanarayana. By the time you came here,
he was
a very good glass blower. So for chromatographic purposes, you know, you have to have an eraser and then a spray. So if you use any of the conventional sprays, they use the metallic content. So even the copper and that would come under. So I designed one of those, and this chap said, you do yourself that. Then he gave me an improvement. My same thing, but little. So an hour glass spray for chromatographic purposes. Is a paper with a non-medical technician, glass blower, and myself. And why I'm telling you is, at that time, the institute had many kinds of equipment. They said that laboratory assistant, technical assistant, should not publish papers. How foolish! Now you laugh. At that time, it was, why was it done? Because professors who used to get this, and sons and nephews, when they are third class BSc, and they would not get admission to the institute directly, so they make them into laboratory assistants. And then, Dr. Gauri, Professor Anderson.
I
don't take it.
Also won't drink any coffee. You won't drink any coffee or anything.
No coffee, no tea.
Yeah.
Except water and no tea. This was one of the topics when I used to be in the hostel.
Yeah.
I used to never drink coffee or anything. So in the morning, idli used to be common one in the day, a week or 2 days. Okay. So I used to take a cup of curd. Curd and idli, curd it is normal. So they even nicknamed it Dadi Maharshi. Nearly, my hostel life also was very, very interesting. I tell you. Nowhere else you have such. And Prabhupada had made a point that the students of this hostel are going to be the responsible citizens of the future. So they should be treated differently from all the undergraduate students. This was in 1910, 1911. Each, at that time, we plenty of paper there. Each room was one, a single occupant one could be there. And the food was excellent, I mean, no problem. So there was no problem from the... and that facility today is very difficult to give to every student. You know, you are getting 1,000 now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Students population.
2,000. Student population is 2,000.
What has happened to all hostel buildings are being...
There is a new hostel that's come up. Huh? There is a new hostel.
Before,
the old hostel is demolished.
The new hostel, one building with 1,000 rooms.
One hostel has 1,000 rooms. Hostel is there on the end. Yeah. Near that Mathikere Road, abutting that road, a new hostel has been built.
Near the toll gate.
Near the toll gate. The, about 1,800 or 850 rooms.
And for modern facilities.
That I have not seen much.
No, I don't know. That was there. It's not a very important factor to be considered. So we should not go. We were all, at that time, we were hardly 250. Both research included, everybody knew each other. So why I am telling you, the interaction between different staffs was one. When HAL got also more and more intricate problems, they wanted a foundry industry, a high temperature foundry for the turbine blades, for very high temperature operations. So there was one Dr. Seshadri. And you have heard of investment casting. Normally you would not have them. So for that, ethyl silicate is a very important. And he came to me, ultimately we are making anyway silicon tetrachloride. Why don't you give me some ethyl silicate, make it and give it. All right, one student was put on the PhD program for him, and I supplied for him. And they, as usual, they even before all these were published or announced, they had a symposium, international symposium, at here at the paper. And at that time, some Maharashtra person said, "Where did you get ethyl silicate?" Vasamurthy gave me. So I got a lot of letters. Will you please? Will you please? So a lot of alcohol is produced in India, 27, nearly 1,000 million gallons. So even in my Mysore state, Mandya used to produce alcohol. And in Tamil Nadu, every other place you have, in Metro you have got. And so many places you have got it. So what you require is, they mix ethyl alcohol and silicon tetrachloride, take away the HCl, you get the HCl. And it all started when my people, Indian Foundry Men Association, if only we have 100 liters, 100 tons of ethyl silicate, we can revolutionize all our defense. Okay, with that letter, I went to Mr. Ramani, who was managing director. Professor, you say all this, but when we produce, what shall we do? See, we produce, after all, we can take some risk and do that. And I told you, they did not spend much money. Right there was chlorine, right there was alcohol, and this silicon tetrachloride was there. Reacted. And that fellow read it in an international symposium. And those fellows again came, and they took, he said, samples from Mactur and went there. And when I went to talk to say Professor Shaw at my college, he got a message. "We understand Professor Vasudhamurthy is in your laboratory. Will you please request him whether he could spare an hour for our discussion?" And he was surprised. He said, "What?" I said, "We know we have produced this type of circuit. We want 100 tons before Christmas." can you deliver? I am not a businessman. I am not an industry decider. I am only an advisor to them. I must consult the industry. If they are, I said, no problem. So, Mr. Ramani and then stuck it. 1,000 tons were exported. You can imagine what this number means when compared to the academics. You don't understand that, but you see the money. So, suddenly, alcohol demand. Then, alcohol demand, no problem. We have plenty of alcohol to do that. So, and HAL, for all its, as I told you, item, Gas Turbine Institute is there. So you just, the advantage in Bangalore.
But what is the present state of the silicon industry?
Beg your pardon?
Present state of the industry in India.
Where?
Silicon.
Silicon became a different story. That is handled by Bengali group. Silicon, yeah, we have ethyl silicone. We want, but as I told you, our South Indian commercial merchant, you fellows, you are South Indian Brahmins. Look at the way you taunted me. You cannot make money. I'm a Jew. You give me, I will produce money. How keenly this Englishman has observed me. So ethyl silicate is the bonding material as a ceramic binder for high temperature casting. It's investment casting. It is. I have mentioned all this. So that is work of 40 years. And whenever there was a Silicon International Conference, I used to get invitations, and there was no problem about it. Chinese, Indonesians, English, American, and all our boys. And there was one Mohan Chandra in the physics department. And there got all kinds of things will come out. So you might have heard of the proverb. Chinese, the most difficult step is to take the first step. And then you march on it. So you have now development in all these cases. Unfortunately, our people also succumb to it. So when the superconducting materials, because that year the Nobel Prize was for that, suddenly we will have superconducting. 200 crores. And nobody to account for it. What happened afterwards? Nanochemistry. So this is, and this trend was noticed by the British man as early as 1920s. They're too eager to squander British money without substantial. So, well, that doesn't matter. We didn't enter into that. So now, present, incidentally, you ask them to send an invitation to Mettur Chemicals. If they have not sent an official invitation.
What will you do that?
To the Chinese.
For the centenary conference. They might,
They might come. You have an exhibition?
The departments will, I don't know, you will know.
We have one stall, about 10 feet by 10 feet, which we are putting up for the. But that is the space that we have been given.
I am telling you, this controversy, silicon controversy, when you are about to produce 10 tons, which is all required in your country, government of India went and the government wanted to collaboration with a multinational company. I mentioned this in that article which I have given to the director. I have given the Prime Minister visits silicon plant at Mettur. That is the title. I came to the institute to reply your letter, director's letter, and the person who is in charge of the publications of this. Unfortunately, that day institute was closed. I was surprised. How? For Sarvapitra Mama said, institute is closed. And I told my gosh, I cannot walk independently. I have to take the support. I went there, and then luckily the registrar's office was open. I went. And I didn't realize he was a Subbaram.
He's now the registrar.
I wanted to see him, come to see you, and come home. It was around about 12 o'clock. It was not possible. There is quite a bit of time. So now, as I told you, this is ethyl silicate. And then one more product, fumed silica. If you burn a hydrogen flame and inject silicon tetrachloride, you will get a very fluffy silica. In fact, during the First World War, a tube of silicon tetrachloride, a tube of ammonia would bring huge smoke, and Allies were helped in landing in Europe because of the smoke. And nobody knew, it is not winter, how can there be smoke? So silicon tetrachloride was also industrial war material.
So ammonia was used in ammonia and silicon tetrachloride.
That's
hydrolysis,
HCl and ammonia.
We can try these things. In fact, one of the...
We had experience, leak was there, you know.
After my retirement, in fact, I was handling the fluorine chemistry unit. So, I had a fluorine cylinder, and they did not open, so there is a lubricant, silicone oil put there. And they put it in, they forgot to close it. So next day I come from Delhi, a huge bahabum, because there is so much HF is coming out and reacting. So first I hardly came from the Delhi, and then all that I did was put a wet towel, and then I sent for Damodacharya.
Yeah.
You might have heard.
Yeah, you did it in the next time also.
Yes, So such simple things, just as I told you, little alcohol, little acetone in alcohol, ruined the electronic business. So now, high purity materials, that is it coming. What is called semiconductor grade, another is metallurgical grade, and ferrosilicon, metallurgical grade, and semiconductor silicon. And what is the level of impurities? PPB level. So PPM level is no longer valid for us. PPB level. How to develop? So these are all things we have to develop ourselves. And no help from anybody. So that is why hard work for the student and analytical chemistry is one of the most difficult things. And observance of clean room facilities. So no dirt into this. All this come out when once you enter into this. So that is how we were able to build clean room facilities. 10,000 particles cubic meter. It can come down to 1,000. And how to filter the air from that? You have to filter, compress, and then fade it. So these are all the refrigeration facilities. I don't know if they have invented any pharmaceutical industry where the package of all these things is. They want a clean room facility. But even then, Gujarat is no how to put in a shed and put that one. So every defense, any rule that you make, how to go under the rule. So first thing, as I told you, high integrity, high experimental skill, and intelligent interpretation, these are all required to make good science. And what a difference it is between when you are inside the laboratory and when you walk into the industry. It's entirely a different world. It's entirely a different culture. And for him, profit is the motive. If you don't make money, you have no place. For example, you have to heard of a silicon industry, he talked about Roh Chow, is the man, Roh Chow process it is called. And all that silicon is because of that. So I met him at Harvard, and I asked him, why don't you come and spend some time with us? I'll get you a UNESCO fellowship. You know, yeah, I'm prepared to, but don't ask me to work on silicons, because I have sold myself to General Electric. How much did you get? $1. That's all. I was an employee, and they gave the facilities, and they prepared, and that is their property. Just see.
And the electrical company went into the chemical industry.
From electrical industry to chemical industry. Yes, chemical industry into semiconductor industry. And we were all happy with metal chemicals also. But later on, again, Shankar Cement, people took it over. For them, a very penny before you can spend. And somehow, if they were in charge when we approached the metal, perhaps this would not have been possible at all. So here, Indian industrialists, although some are very patriotic and things, some are very conservative. They want to restore their investment in. So now you think of transferring your technology, then we must also consider his point of view. How to reduce the cost of production. And we have to look for even the customers. I told you, ether silicate, they produce 100 tons. Nobody told it. Professor, you said we have put up, now what will you do? At that time I was in shock. And they had taken sample from me, and we are quite satisfied. Will you please 100 tons? So I can't promise. I can go and talk to the leaders. And they will say, hey, will come or you go there, and you can negotiate. And I told them, Monsanto lost all its European market for within 1 year. And they began to search who is responsible for it. Ultimately, the trace, including the name, and identified. So, this is a nutshell of what little.
Sulfur monoxide, sulfur suboxide, is something that you mentioned in some of your writings. You can see some reference to sulfur suboxide, S2O, I think.
Yeah, in fact, that is the main thesis of my DSC. So how, for example, you want, tomorrow you can try in the lab. I have simplified the experiment so much. You take a gram of copper oxide and put 10 grams of sulfur, heat it up, evacuate it, and then heat it properly. Then put a liquid air trap there, you will get an orange red deposit. In fact, this was my demonstration lecture when I went to United States. So if you are in Germany, they were all surprised. With some small equipment, you can just see how to fix the atomic ratio. And that is where I use this hydrogen iodide. Hydrogen iodide knocks off the sulfur. And so H2O, H2 is there. So you get it 6H2O. 6H2S will be 2H2S. For every H2O, 2H2S, H2O, plus 6I3I2. So this is how a simple tetrametric procedure was adequate to characterize and analyze the atomic ratio of this. And that is why highlighted by all the people in Europe. So by the time I visited Europe, my name was quite familiar. There was no need to need it. Interview my work itself was speaking very French, German, Holland, Denmark, Switzerland, Italy, of Canada, United States.
Were you the first person to make sulfur monoxide? Or?
No, my professor, Sanjeev Rao. I gave additional evidence to the original observation made, they also did the same thing. They instructed that they set up a quartz apparatus and
subsequently they
then burn it up and absorb it in coal carbon tetrachloride, which doesn't have any sulfur. This comes from there. If you hydrolyze it, you get sulfide, thiosulfate. That's different proportions. So again, you see the importance of analytical procedures. These are all, after all, you are going to get only in terms of milligrams. You have to do all your experiments and develop these analytical methods. And again, in this, I should say, German authors are very, very leading. Kuttenacker by name. 1920s himself made a very good name. And he established several processes. So, you have little cadmium hydroxide, so that will fix your cadmium sulfide. And you take this remaining will contain, sulfide and thiosulfide. How you immobilize sulfide by addition of formaldehyde or acetaldehyde. And you take the thiosulfide. Then you decompose the sulfide. Okay, so sulfide. In addition, there will be elemental sulfur. But that elemental sulfur will have dissolved in carbon tetrachloride. How do you estimate that? You say, see the, how easy it could make when once you master the technique. So exchange it with mercury. And that will be completely mercuric sulfide. And you can again decompose it. It's very easy. So easy to say, but to establish each one of these methods. Anything you want to ask?
So presently they are not manufacturing the silicon.
I understand now they are putting a big per plant. They are expanding.
Oh.
I do not have. I was expecting Gopal Krishnamurti. I must also say
Gopal Krishnamurti.
Gopal Krishnamurti. And there was one Murti there. Dot
Shah. Yeah, Murti
there. You don't know?
I know him.
So these were the two people who translated, who stayed at Mentor and showed them our laboratory experiment. And then scaled up. There are 40 chemical engineers, electrical instrumentation. So there was no problem at all. So these were the two who went and stayed and worked in the project. And both of them are now industrial consultants.
Gopal Krishnamurti is in Bangalore?
Gopal Krishnamurti rang me up. Return from
and
India.
Even Adabaro also is in Bangalore.
Murti used to be, but I know. He is there in Bangalore. I
have
not met him there,
sir. Is any of the peas available, sir? This single crystal silicon piece. Any single crystal silicon piece? Did you have anything to just take a picture of that? Anything that is available?
You see, our single crystals were
1 meter
long and 4 inches, weighing 100 kilos.
Yes.
Let me see.
So you need that.
Crystal soap, wafers, this is my demonstration kit.